There's been some debate over a popular and successful home buying program that's part of Mayor Parker's HOME, or Housing Opportunities Made Easy initiative, to build and preserve 30,000 affordable homes in Philadelphia. WHYY's Aaron Moselle of Plan Philly is following the debate that's exposing tensions around the mayor's housing plan, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Aaron, debate is healthy. What is at the crux of this one?
This debate centers on the Turn the Key program, which is aimed at building new homes for first-time buyers who might otherwise not be able to make the jump from renting to homeownership. And it's rooted in this broader question of affordability, and specifically, you know, the economics of some of the city's poorest neighborhoods. Critics of the program are concerned that Turn the Key has emerged as this one-size-fits-all approach to using vacant land to expand the city's supply of affordable housing. And they're saying that's excluding people who would like to become homeowners, but perhaps need more help to make that happen under this program.
Aaron, let's look at what Turn the Key involves.
Yeah, as we mentioned, Turn the Key is a strategy for minting new homeowners and expanding the city's supply of affordable housing. That's achieved by leveraging vacant lots owned by the city. Those lots are effectively given to private developers for free so they can build single-family homes that are affordable to working-class Philadelphians. That includes city workers who get a buying preference under the program. The homes start around $280,000, but the participants are eligible for a mortgage subsidy of up to $75,000, as well as other assistance to lower the sale price and their monthly payments.
And Aaron, you've written about Turn the Key and its affordability for Plan Philly, using an empty neighborhood lot in North Philadelphia as an example of how the program could work, or in that particular case, is not going to work.
The lot on North 3rd Street in Norris Square was part of a proposal to bring 30 Turn the Key homes to the neighborhood. If approved, some of those homes would be built on that lot and several others. The proposal seems to be dead at this point because neighbors rejected it. They wanted some of the homes to be offered for less than $280,000, and they felt the developer wasn't receptive enough to that ask, which they say was really meant to give some of their neighbors in the community a better shot at taking advantage of the program. And that's really a big reason that criticism is coming up when it comes to Turn the Key. Neighbors in these communities want people from their communities to have a shot at homeownership. And that's why some lawmakers have floated the idea of offering a $100,000 mortgage instead of capping that assistance at $75,000.
What does the Parker administration have to say about all of this?
So the Parker administration says, you know, a bigger subsidy would mean fewer Turn the Key homes because the program was budgeted based on the $75,000 cap. And more broadly, they argue that the lending environment is making it challenging to get some low-income renters into Turn the Key homes, and that some people who want to participate in the program simply don't have the financials. So for context, the average Turn the Key participant is earning about $54,000 right now and paying about $1,400 a month. Both are below the city median.
And my understanding is the affordability of home programs has come up in city council before. What's on the minds of local leaders?
This debate taps into this larger discussion around who this initiative is helping and who is being prioritized. This came up with a popular home repair program, and now it's coming up with Turn the Key. With Turn the Key, some district council members are pushing the administration to take into consideration where these homes are going and who's able to afford them. They are also asking the administration to think about how vacant city land is used under the mayor's housing plan. Are there ways to diversify the housing that's getting built there so that Turn the Key is not the de facto program for public land?
How about some final thoughts about the success of this program and timing to get these homes built?
Yeah, I want to emphasize that Turn the Key is a popular program and a program that City Council has repeatedly supported. To date, it has sold more than 400 homes to people whose lives have been changed through this initiative. The issue that seems to be coming up is how do we extend that opportunity to lower income residents in areas where these homes are more likely to be built so that they can benefit as well? And if we can't, how can we use the city's vacant lots to give them other housing opportunities that will improve their quality of life?
Thanks for the reporting, Aaron.
You got it.
Aaron Mozell of WHYY's Plan Philly. You can read his article on Turn the Key and related affordable housing stories at WHYY.org.